Keses HaSeifer, Simen Yud, Seif Yud. Just a reminder that at this time we're just going over these halachas bekitzer. Be'ezus Hashem, in the next machzer we will give more full shiurim on these subjects in Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Says the Keses in Seif Yud, V'im be'emtza ksivas Hashem, if in the middle of writing Hashem Hashem, kol seloi hadyoi, the ink ran out, min ha-kulmus, yitvol ba-oisiyah shelefnei Hashem, so he should dip into the oisiyahs that are before the shem, shehem lachim, adayin, which are still a little bit moist and wet, v'yashlima, and he should take ink from there, and by way of that, he'll be mashlim, the shem Hashem. Says the Lishka in Sifkat and Zayin, that if there are no letters to take from, so you could take from a nitval, lefnei Hashem, right? We said previously that you should take from the earlier letters. So if the earlier letters are already dry, but let's say the nitfal of Nei Hashem is still moist, so he could take from there. Or let's say he wrote Yudke Vavke, so the Yud, and he just wrote the Yud so far. So that Yud is Be'etzem Mutter Mimechika. So you're allowed to take, says the Keses, from that Yud, and you could be Mashlim the Yudke Vavke. In a case where there's nothing to take from, so he says, so then you can take from the Keses, from the inkwell, but you should only take a little bit. And immediately, once you take it, you should write the Shem Hashem, since if you would do anything else in the interim, that would be a hefsik. Se'if Yud Aleph. Koidem sheyichtoy ves Hashem. Before writing the Shem Hashem, anechbet v'anoyre yochen libay, the sefer should prepare himself. Imtzarech lorik, if he needs to spit, oy lenaka is choytmay, or to blow his nose, he should do that before he writes the shame. And in addition to that, he should also clean his hands. The Sefer Chassidim. V'yikadish es Hashem. He should then be mekadish the shame Hashem. V'yichteveyu bekavona zaka utzlula v'loy yafsik bo. He should write the shame Hashem with proper kavona, clear kavona, and he should not be mafsik. V'afilu melech Yisrael shoyel b'shloimai. And even if the melech Yisrael says hello to him, lo yashivenu, he should not answer. Again, if it's a Jewish king. If it's a non-Jewish king, it could be pikuach nefesh, he should answer. But for a Jewish king, he should not answer. Mikol makim b'di'evad im hifsik, if he was mafsik v'heshiv, and he said, he replied, aleichem shalom, kol shalai hisiach daita imina kavana kosher. As long as he hasn't been mesiach das, and the entire shame was written b'kavana, so the halacha is, it's going to be kosher. In Sifkat and Ches, in the Lishka, he says that being mafsik in the middle of a shem does not passel the shem. And Lamaisa could be niskadish even if it's written in two halves, so to speak. See if you'd beis. Hayakaisif beis kimel shemis, if a cipher is writing two or three shemis in a row, mutter lahafsik, he's allowed to be mafsik b'nayem between each of the shemis. Umeshiv shalim l'kol adam, and he could reply Shalom aleichem shalom to somebody who greets him. Azoy zokti namuka Yosef. Ukishayachzer, and when he comes back to writing, lichtoiv tzarech lekadish mechodesh es Hashem, he should be mekadish the shame again, shehu writes a lichtoiv. Aval lo yorek afilu ben shame l'shem. But if he's writing again, l'moshel in the beginning of Shema, he writes Shema Yisrael, Hashem elekeinu Hashem. So he's allowed to be mafsik in between the shemis, but if he needs to spit, he should not do that in between the Shemus. Says the Keses in Seif Yud Gimel, Oisius Hashem, the Oisius of the Shem Hashem, Yesh Ledakte Gam V'Sefer Torah L'Kosvan Kesidron Dafka. If it's possible, the Sefer should write the Shemus in a Sefer Torah in order, Kesidron. I will be the Eved, Kegoin She'ira Kilkul Be'ois Harishoin She'tzrichin Lichtoiv Ois Acher B'mkoimoi Nearly the Yesh Lehatir B'Sefer Torah. In an instance where the Sefer wrote the Shem, and then there was a problem with it, so now it's going to have to be written out of order. So the Kesa says that's okay. Ayin Chakiru Yud, where he discusses the issue of writing the Shem Kisidron. So again, L'chatchila, one should write the Shem Kisidron. In an instance where it doesn't work out for whatever reason, say there, it's Nishkeferlach. Se'if Yud Dalid. Shachach Lichtoi Ves Hashem. If a Sefer forgot to write Hashem Hashem Kulay, he just missed it out. Toila oisei ben hashitan, so you can be toiled between the lines. Aval miktsas Hashem b'shita umiktsasay toloi pasul. So it l'mashal to write an entire yudke vavke toloi tluya between the lines, that would be mutter. But to write, let's say, Yud Kei in the line and Vov Kei Toloi, that would be possible. V'anitfal l'shem me'acherov, what about a nitfal? You're writing Elokeichem. So you want to be Toile the Chof Mem. Yesh l'hachshir b'di'evad im nimtza toli. So we can be machshir at b'di'evad. In other words, it shouldn't be done. But if you find it, you can be machshir it. And in Sifkat and Tes, the Kesis gives Mar Mekoymus on this, the Lishka gives Mar Mekoymus on this subject. Si'if Tes Vav. Mutter lichtoy ves Hashem al mokim ha-mechak. It's mutter to write Hashem Hashem on a mokim that was erased. What does that mean? That means shemochak, pir shemochak, kishadioi hoisa adayin lacha. It was erased when the ink was still wet. Oi, shenisyavsho, or dried, umoichkei b'mayim ukadayim. Or dried, and this is generally negay when you're writing on gvil, not really when you're writing on klaf, but if you're writing on gvil where the surface is smooth, so you could take like a wet sponge and you could just wipe off a letter even after it's dry. So you could write Hashem Hashem on that spot. Ve'al Mokim Hagrad. You could also write Hashem Hashem on a Mokim Hagrad. What's a Mokim Hagrad? Pirish Agorad Shadyoy Nisyavish. The Dyoy dried, like we do today, and then you just scrape it off of the klaf. Ve'goyrid, writing on this Mokim Hagrad, like we described today, Odif Mimoichik, that's better than writing on a, it's better in general to write on a Mokim where you erase it once it's been dry, rather than a mokim that was erased when it was wet. Im lichtev es Hashem el hamatlis, regarding the question of writing Hashem on a patch, ayin simin yud alef sif yud gimel, where that subject is discussed. And sifkot and yud, the Lishka says that since today lamaisa we don't do tliyas, so avada, it's better to write on the mokim ha-mechak than in a tliya. That's pashut. Si'if tez zayin, oisiyas Hashem v'gam ha-nitfalin la'achirav, the oisiyas is of Hashem Hashem, and also the letters that are nitfal after it, l'chadchila tzrichin she'yu kulam b'toy chadaf. L'chadchila, each letter should be in the column. V'lo yeitze mehem klal chutz ladaf, and they should not go out of the line at all. U'b'di'evet, if it does go out of the line, kosher. B'di'evet, if it goes out of the line, it's going to be kosher. And Sifkot Yud Aleph, the Lishka brings from the Prima Gadim that Mixus Ois that's out of the line is still kosher, but it could be that Rubei Kekulei. So if Rav of it is out of the line, that may be a problem. And Sifkot Yud Beis, the Lishka says that by a Sefer Torah where there's no Din Kesidron, so if you went out of the line, the easiest thing is to just fix the lines above the Shem Hashem by stretching those lines to make them even to the Shem Hashem, which went out of the line. However, by Tefillin and Mezuzahs, the only way that that's doable is if the letters on the lines above are letters that can be stretched, like a Resh or a Dalet, and so forth. Now he says, if the Shem is on the second line, let's say you're writing a Sefer Torah and the Shem Hashem, or even Tefillin and Mezuzahs, the Shem Hashem is on the second line and it went out of the column, so just make a new Sirtut after the Shem Hashem, to the left of the Shem Hashem, and write the rest of the Tefillin, Mezuzah, that Amud of the Sefer Torah in conformance with the new Sirtut. In Sifkot and Yud Gimel, the Lishka says that the Rambam writes in a Tshuva that when you went out of the line, you have to be going as the Iriya. But the Lishka says that either the Rambam just wrote that as a one-time psak, it was a Hirah Shah for whatever reason, or the Rambam was Chayzer from that when he got older. So Avada, you don't have to be going as the Yiriyah.